On our Saline Area Chamber of Commerce report today, we meet Jane Tharp. She is a realtor with Key Realty, and she's a member of the Saline Area Chamber of Commerce. We're going to get a look at the housing market and what's going on right now. It can be such a confusing time, Jane.
It is so unbelievable,
the market and what is happening right now. Let's find out what you're seeing out there. From my perspective, I'm hearing that we still are pretty short on stock. Is that what you see?
I do see that. It's ridiculous. We're still getting multiple offers on homes, and it's hard to get the homes for our people at a good value. I mean, the prices last year that we had just kind of kept the curve up to where they still are, you know, asking top dollar and getting it.
Well, what's so amazing about that, though, is, you know, the assessment of it doesn't always match the top dollar. So people have to be coming in paying cash. Is that what is happening?
Where they pay cash a lot of times. You're seeing a lot more cash right now. But also they're doing like appraisal gaps. So if the appraisal doesn't come in to that top price, then they pay that difference. And so if they want the house, they're going to do that.
Wow.
Which is so interesting.
And that's concerning
to me a little bit. But.
Well, it is, because I imagine that's really hard for people trying to get into the market for the very first time, looking for that new home. Does that make it particularly harder for them?
It does sometimes. There are some affordable homes out there. And fortunately, I work with Susan Hera from Movement Mortgage, and she works with first-time home buyers that will give you a lot of money to start out with and help you with your down payment, mm-hmm, and concessions, which is, you know, needed. So we can find something for them. But again, at the lower price, we're getting like thousands of offers, it seems like, on those lower priced homes, because a lot of investors are coming in and buying those and then turning them around and either selling them or renting them out. Mostly they're renting them out.
Wow.
So it is very difficult. So it's a fine line for people. And you have to kind of look outside of their radius a little bit to go further out into the country and find something that, you know, that meets their criteria.
Right. And maybe is more attainable because it's not in the central area. And you just illustrated why it's so important to work with a realtor. And that person usually, like yourself, comes with the knowledge and expertise and the resources. You know, you've got relationships with mortgage companies, et cetera, that you can pass along to those home buyers. What is your advice then for someone who is just starting out, what they need to do to buy a home? I often hear people start looking for a home, but they've actually skipped a step, haven't they?
They have. So if I have a first-time home buyer, my job is to sit down with them and go through a whole process from beginning to end. Are you pre-qualified? Do you have a loan officer? The biggest thing is to be pre-qualified, because that way the loan officer can tell them, okay, this is how much you can afford, so they don't get their hopes up at a higher level. And then they can't find anything they love because they are not seeing anything within their price range that they love. So if we start out at that level, then we know and can try to help them with that. But then the process is, you know, once you get that loan approval, then the next step is to find a house, put an offer on it, and hopefully it gets accepted. But also they have to go through inspections. They have to save money for inspections, which can be up to $500. And sometimes that's an unexpected expense. Sometimes they waive that, but I don't recommend it, because you never know those hidden fixes that you need to finance later on.
That's such a good point, because at first when, you know, you think, well, let's just waive this and take it sight unseen, or at least without exploring it. And that can be dangerous, because while it might be enticing, saving a little bit of money right there could mean having to spend a lot more later, and you might get buyer's regret, right?
Of course. Now, they can do some sort of a renovation loan. that if you purchase a house and you see that it has a lot of renovations that need to be done, you can apply for a renovation loan, and then that will take care of all of your expenses, and you can have it the way you want to have it, and which is kind of a nice feature for a lot of people to have that loan. It's a little bit higher interest, I believe, but not much.
Is that in conjunction with your mortgage, or is that like
that would be your mortgage, and then you would refinance after that.
Okay.
But they kind of roll it in together, so you have that extra cash right away to make those improvements.
We're talking with Jane Tharp. She's a realtor with Key Realty. We'll give her contact information in just a moment. She's also a member of the Saline Area Chamber of Commerce. And right now we're kind of exploring the housing market to see what's out there. We still have homes getting multiple offers. Let's look at it from the seller side of things. That certainly makes it good for sellers right now.
It does make it good for sellers, except sometimes they accept the first offer and don't weigh all the opportunities that the others have coming in. So while you may want this cash offer, sometimes those fall through, which is it's really bad for my sellers when that happens. So I tried to say, let's give it a minute. Let's look at all the offers, see which one's more viable. And sometimes it's not a cash. I mean, the cash are great because you don't have to have an appraisal, or most of the time they don't do inspections. Go through, but a lot of those drop out. So sometimes a conventional would be better.
Is there any rule of thumb in regards to if someone has made an offer on your house and you want to do that holdout for a while, is there a certain amount of time where you have to accept that offer, or can you hold out and just say that's not acceptable?
So a lot of realtors put a timeline on their offer and say, we need an answer back by, say, the next day at noon. And a lot of times we say, we can't do that. We just say, we can't do that. And if you need to move on, move on. But we need to give everybody an opportunity to make an offer on that house if they wish, or put a highest and best time, like Sunday afternoon at 5:00. And that way it gives everybody time to make that offer, and gives the seller time to look over everything instead of just saying, okay, I'm going to go with that, or no, I'm going to reject that. So it's hard. I don't like it when people put a timeline on me, on my sellers, because it just kind of puts us in a little box.
Right.
And say, oh, you have to do that. Well, no, we don't.
Well, and especially
have to do that.
Well, especially in this market when you've got a lot of people probably wanting that home, right?
Exactly. And that's why they put those dates on.
Do you?
Because we get a lot of offers. Let's say the one now.
Jane, do you see the market easing up a bit, where more stock is going to come on board, and the buyers are going to have more of a choice? I mean, this has been going on for a while now, hasn't it?
It's going to continue. I mean, so many people are moving in and they want to buy homes. And with the pandemic, since the pandemic, people are working from home a lot more. So they want to stay home, and they've really liked it. And so they're trying to buy the houses or have a larger house where they can have a nice office. But I don't see it getting any better, even though all of these homes are being built. It still has not relieved the market at all.
It is amazing how many builders are out there right now, and the fact that they can even find land to build on, especially the ones that are a little closer into town. Jane, the interest rates, what do those look like right now, and how has that played into?
The interest rates are kind of steady right now, and I just got a new market analysis. And so right now, a 30-year conforming is about 6.6%. The jumbos are going about 6.8, and an FHA is going about 6.7. USDA is about 6.5, and a 15-year is about 6.0, which, you know, if you can do the 15, it's always best to do that.
Right. It's, you know, these rates are all relative. I mean, we all remember the 80s when they were even higher, twice that. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It wasn't too long ago I built a house and I had a 2%. So it's amazing to see, the fact that these rates, even though they have escalated a bit, they don't seem to be putting a damper on those
not
buyers.
At all. Not at all. And it's so interesting because nationally, you know, they keep saying on the news, oh my gosh, nobody's buying, the market slowed down. It has not slowed down in this particular area in Washtenaw County at all.
Wow.
At all.
That speaks it highly for our area, though, certainly.
It does. It really does. People love the area. Yeah. And my business has grown so much. I've had so much business since January with people buying homes. And I'm like, wow, what is going on here?
You have an interesting history, Jane Tharp. And you have been in real estate for a number of years now,
right,
back and forth. And
yes,
you actually, though, kind of lived this, grew up in real estate. Tell us about your mom.
So my mom was a go-getter. I'm the youngest of eight children. So she was managing eight children and a farm at the time, and my dad as well. She did everything and
wow,
ironed our clothes, brought us breakfast. It was just amazing. And her work ethic was just unparalleled. So all of us kids kind of had that work ethic to get things done and go after for what you want to do. But she forced us to get our real estate license, which is fine. And she loved it. She was perfect. She was head of HUD in Indianapolis for a while.
Wow.
And she's been gone for many years, but she wanted to do lots of things and love people. And she loved sales and making people happy.
So you had a really good example for getting into your own business.
Yeah,
how many of those eight kids are still doing real estate? Any of your siblings still doing real estate?
None.
You're the only one. Our guest is Jane Tharp, and that's Jayne Tharp, Tharp. She's with Key Realty. Give your contact information for our listeners if they'd like to inquire more.
Oh, you want me to give you?
Yes.
It's okay. My email address is tharpjane@hotmail.com. I'm with Key Realty in Ann Arbor. And my phone number is 734-755-3454.
All right. And is there a website people can go to?
Well, it's in process right now. I'm getting a new website, so
okay,
I will have one soon.
All right.
A new one.
Let's talk a little bit about loans and and kind of that process and what you're seeing as far as different kinds of loans. We happen to be in a community that has a lot of doctors, a lot of doctors, new doctors, and there are some special deals for them, right? Mm-hmm.
They do have special deals for them where you can have, they have special physician loans whereby you have zero down or as much as 5% down. They really try to work it out for them because they know that they have a lot of expenses going into their medical practices and coming out of school.
Mm-hmm.
So they try to make it a whole lot easier for them. And they can generally have an underwritten in about 10 days.
Wow.
I've seen that happen in 10 days and have a new loan for them right away.
And of course, it's based on their earning power. Obviously, physicians have a great earning power.
It is.
So
yes, it's based on their earning power and, of course, their backgrounds, their credits and all that so forth. But generally, they can get it done quickly. Underwriter, it was the fastest one I had done was 10 days.
Wow. Are there other employee categories that fit something like that, or there are special programs for you?
I think they're working on that. For instance, my daughter's getting her PhD, and I said, well, she'll be classified as a doctor. You know what? Will she qualify for that? Something like that. And they right now, no.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know where the line is. Apparently it's just medical, which is okay.
Okay.
But there are other loans for other people. They have MISHTA, which helps out for you have zero down for mm-hmm. your loans. And then, of course, the VA loans, they're always out there. And then they have some other loans that will help you with all of your closing, with like $10,000 of your closing costs. And the mortgage on that one would be less than $200,000.
Wow.
So that fits that one class that people love. That's your bread and butter type of housing market,
mm-hmm.
because lots of people want into that one. So it's eligible for a lot of people. There's so many things out there to make people be a homeowner and help them be a homeowner. And I can guide them through that in any way. And I also do commercial work too.
Mm-hmm.
Do commercial real estate as well.
And commercial real estate is hot now
too.
That's
a big industry.
Isn't it? Yeah.
Oh my gosh. That's where you need to be for investments right now.
Yeah, it's been incredible to watch all of this.
By that land.
Yeah. And when it comes to the location and the kinds of homes people are looking for right now, is there anything in particular that you are seeing that people are trying to get to?
So lately I've been showing a lot of places that have land with it, more than 5 acres.
Mm-hmm.
Some horse farms, some just farms. People are wanting to get out of the city a little bit and have more room to expand. And it's almost like they've gone back to nature and want to start, home growing things. I think that is from the pandemic, possibly. People were home and now they want to... They don't want the neighbors right next to them looking at what they're doing. And so they want this land and they want to have a garden and have their kids to play out in the trees. And, it's really fun to watch. But lately I've been showing a lot of acreage, which is kind of fun, which I like.
And we learned how important that actually was during the pandemic, as you mentioned.
Absolutely.
So self-reliance and being able to take care of your family and grow your own food and have room to spread out when everyone's at home can make all the difference. Jane, so nice talking with you today. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
To get an idea on what the housing market looks like today, Jane Tharp, and again, you can contact her by email. That's tharpjane@hotmail.com. That's tharpjane@hotmail.com. And you can also call her at 734-755-3454. I'm Lucy Ann Lance, and for more information about the Selene Chamber and its members and activities, you can go to selenechamber.org. This is Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.